absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
So this morning we want to continue with our teachings on spiritual fervency. Oh, clap your hands. How we will be fervent in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How you'll be fervent in the spirit. And we got to causes of loss of spiritual fervency. God wants our fire to be ever burning. We shouldn't be on fire today and then tomorrow we are backslided, we are out of fire. Announce to someone who is seated by you that God wants you to continue burning with fire. God doesn't want you to be hot today and cold tomorrow. Tell him, God doesn't want you to be hot today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you should be ever burning. But we have explained that fire doesn't burn by itself. Something makes fire burn. So if something is what fuels fire to burn, and when fire dies, something is what causes it to die, then we must look at what can cause a Christian to lose his spirituality or cause a Christian to backslide. Some of the things that can cause it is one, marriage and family responsibilities. The responsibilities that marriage brings, the responsibility that family brings, children, managing a family can weigh you down. If you don't manage it well, you will not have time to pray, you will not have time to go to church, you will not have time to do the ministry work you used to do in church when you were single, you were able to do. But when the marital responsibilities and the family responsibilities comes in, you need a good balance of your life. Otherwise, your fire will drop.
Awariye any ebusuya enshe she etimi e ma wo perform e wo ohunhun adwuma mu if you say apia wan hwe se ne obesi aye nyame adwuma ene se ne obesi afa abọ wo ebusuya bran so etimi e ma wo perform.
We also said wealth and prosperity. If you are wealthy, it can cause you to lose your spiritual intensity if you don't manage it well. Wealth is good, prosperity is good, increase, enlargement is good. But if you don't manage it well, you will lose your spiritual favor. We also said iniquity and sinfulness can cause you to lose spiritual favor or spiritual fervency. When you are walking in sin continuously, it will water down your fire, and very soon you will not be able to do the things that you used to do for the Lord. You will not be able to be consistent with spiritual things.
ma wo perform e wo awurade dim ebi se se wo ye obi a wo ye bone a wontimi enye hye e wo awurade dim na wo hye a etimi e do e perform e wo awurade dim.
Please look in the face of the one seated by you and tell the person, watch out.
Kache do tun se se hye hye hye
and tell him, be careful about these things. Be careful about these things. Number four, we said wrong association. The people you company with determines what accompanies you. You are very zealous in church. You are very zealous in the Lord. Meanwhile, all your friends don't go to church. Very soon they will influence you. They will tease you. They will mock you. They will give you alcohol. They will give you a lady. They will give you a guy. They will connect you. They will make you begin to do things that you shouldn't do. Very soon, your spirituality will drop if you don't change your friends. And we also said that the love of this present world can make many people's spirituality drop. The love of this present world, the things in the world, the fashion in the world, the music in the world, the lifestyles in the world, the way the world goes or how things are done in the world. If you are the type that you are in church, but you really love the world and the things that are in the world, the lust and all the bad things that are in the world, very, very soon you will backslide because you cannot manage worldliness with spirituality. It doesn't work.
Na yesansu esuya se ewiasimu edo eni ewiasimu enitie se uye obi a wodo ewiasimu eniema
parties
esimi ema wo
pleasure. You like the parties, you like the pleasure, you like, you know,
the
clubbing, everything out there, you like it. You want to dress like them, you want to behave like them, you want to do what they do. You cannot survive a consistent spiritual life if you are worldly. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world.
Now, wouldn't you mean, Kosua, and no, Yankopon, and you, Yankopon, and Juma, say, Uyo, be a Odo, who bossa, a Feku, and answer, well, yes, I am, and I would do a Riasi, and Yama.
Amen. We also said that perilous times and persecution can water down the spirituality of people.
Now, your son, so, as you say, if you be true, baby, not send you, and Yama be as he, Siao,
our
Mono, and ask me, I'm a one, so, Unami, some Abba from
poverty,
Abba from.
Struggle. There are people who backslide because they got money. There are other people who backslide because they lost money. Because sometimes, you can, you see, Solomon the wisest man, he said, Lord, don't make me so rich so that I'll forget you. And don't also allow me to go through so much hardship so that I will not deny you. There is a level of hardship that will not make you concentrate on God. But I pray for everybody here under the sound of my voice. May God never allow you to go through that level of hardship.
Amen.
I'm praying for you. I say, may God deliver you from anything that will make you drop out of Christianity.
Amen.
Because there is a level. Today, you may not be rich, but you are managing. You are still serving God. Don't think that it is that's all. There's if God doesn't do something about it, there's a level when you got you when you get one, we even invite you in church, you will not want to come.
And that's the level you
can be angry with God.
So a
lot of people when they don't come to church and you visit them, they'll say, oh, Pastor, you may munye. Persecution, being persecuted either by your family, by your boss, or by people around you just because you love God or just because you are spiritual, it can reduce your spiritual intensity.
Yeah.
There are many of you who are being persecuted at your place of work, everybody speak against you. Hey, that Krife is coming. Oh, hey, that church go higher. You like going to church. I'll fire you. Sometimes your boss threatens you because you like going to church. You like praying. They see you with Bible. Sometimes your parents threaten you because you are always in church. Why is it that you're always going for evangelism? Why is it that you cannot sit at home? Why is it that you are always going that rescue church? Why? Every day you are doing something. And it's called persecution. Say persecution. Bible says that when persecution rises, the love of many will go down. Yeah. Many people will deny Jesus. Look at Peter. Peter said, I don't know him.
Now you show me to say Peter. Ebrah or a hunch
So persecution. Amen. Now turn to another person and tell the person, watch out for all these things. Watch out. Please advise him. Watch out. How many of you know that the things I've listed, either one or two or all, are the reasons why you are not burning with fire? How many of you can be sincere with yourself? It's either when you got married, now you are too busy, or it's either when you got that new job, now you are too busy, or it's either when you lost your job, now you are too angry with God, or like you are discouraged. Something has happened. It's always something. Maybe to me too. Something can happen to you. You don't even feel like praying again. Or when you are practicing sin, you are doing something you shouldn't do. Today, say, oh God, forgive me. Tomorrow, you go back doing the same thing. At a point. At a point, you can't read your Bible. Even when you are invited to come to church, you judge yourself.
I'm still doing this.
May God have mercy on us. Amen. I said, may God have mercy on you.
Amen.
I said, may God help you. Amen. Listen to me. It is your spirituality that will secure a place for you in heaven. Carnality has no place in God. Carnality.
And what's that? What you are saying, sir?
Carnality has no place in heaven. No. Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
So this
masturbation, fornication, and fighting, and stealing, and it cannot make you go to heaven. I'm telling you.
It's
only preparing you for hell. You are in church, but the devil is preparing you to be his co-tenant in hell.
There
are difference between the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins is that by the time the man came and the gate of heaven was opened, the five foolish ones, their fire was down. That was the only reason why they couldn't enter into heaven. May your fire not be down. May your fire not be down.
Amen.
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 May you keep loving God. Even though we are living in a difficult time, may you keep following after God. Even though certain good things have started happening in your life, you are married, you are having children, you are now busy, you are prospering, you are moving from meeting to meeting, program to program. May you still have time. May you have time for your Bible, and have time for church, and have time for prayer. Tell someone, may you still have time for Bible, prayer, and church. Tell someone, may you still have time. I'm preaching with you. Tell them, may you still have time. May you still have time. May nothing happen to you that will take the Bible from your hands, will take prayer from your life, and will take church from your life. Clap your two hands for them. And now, the final one that I want to deal with, which is number seven,
that
causes the loss of spiritual fervency. It's what I'm going to talk
about.
It is the master of all what I'm talking about. It's the master, the first thing. But I put it last. So write it down. The reason why, no matter who you are, you can backslide if you don't take care of what I'm going to say. Yeah, today you can be archbishop. If you joke with what I'm going to say, you go down. Slothfulness in spiritual business. Slothfulness in spiritual activities. Slothfulness. Be lazy in doing spiritual disciplines. Is the number one thing that makes spiritual people lose their spirituality when they stop doing the spiritual activities they normally do.
Na dear a chat to America was some here pa and they say, oh yeah, aquadro, ew nyan coupon a chuma, danny dangina we mu. So a quadro some shas yes and shas ye way radiatma we mua. Geno any idea bit me do
our thank you, Jesus. Now in Acts chapter 6, the verse number 1. God had enlarged. There were only 12 apostles. And God has now enlarged their ministry. Now, they were sitting over 3,000, 5,000 people.
And now,
the church of Jesus had grown big.
And
typical of human beings, when your ministry or your business becomes big, you become more busy. Isn't it? It happens to pastors. I realized that it was happening to me this season because things have changed in my life and I was becoming too busy. By the time I wake up, I finish going to the construction site, I have no time to do the other things that I needed to do. Because by the time I would leave the construction site, it was late. So it's a reality. By the time I go from one meeting to another and drive here and drive there, by the time I finish counseling everybody in the office, oh, my prayer time has dropped. My Bible study time dropped.
Now, Ebra, may my dress say, may qua ha, may qua ha, may call me, call me tea way, may ya counsel way, may me tea way, and now, Freddie, I'm a me prano, me nipra, me de bomb pire. I fed him, it's me, Bible, grand, me can carry that the ninja and abba for.
It happened to Peter, James, and John, and the apostles.
Peter, and Paul, eternal.
It happened to them. Bible says that, and Peter realized that now they could not pray well, they could not teach the word of God or read the word of God well. And Peter said, no. We will not allow this to happen to us. Now, don't forget. Do not forget that in Romans chapter 12 verse 11, where we are studying the whole topic from, Romans 12 11, he says that do not be lazy in doing the spiritual businesses so that you will be on fire. Don't be lazy. That means that for you to be on fire, there are some spiritual businesses you must engage in. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are some spiritual things you must be doing daily if your fire will be burning. Amen.
Amen.
That's why in Leviticus chapter 6, the verse number 1, when you read, Bible tells us concerning the priest, that the priest should continue to put wood into the fire. Leviticus chapter 6 said, continue to put wood into the fire so that it will keep burning. That means that if you don't put wood into your fire, the fire will die. Now, how many of you have used what they call the muchia before? How many of you, you've been privileged to use it before stove has come? Before stove, you were using
stove. Whereby,
how many of you have used coal pot before? You've used coal pot to cook.
Say,
at least that one, most of you.
Say,
if there is no charcoal in the coal pot, would there be fire inside?
Say,
So when the fire is going down, what do your mother do, or what do? You put in new charcoal. That's what the He said that you shall keep putting the wood in it. Charcoal is wood. Keep putting the wood into it so that the fire will keep burning. That means that for any fire to burn, it must be fueled. Must be fueled either by gas or by wood. It must be
fueled.
So spirituality is not automatic. When you say that there is somebody in the church who is on fire for God, who is always doing the work of God, doing this, doing that, reading his Bible, meditating, who is not living in sin, is on fire, it is not by osmosis. Does it happen by itself? It's not by default. It's not a spiritual gift that God gave the person. No. It is something the person is doing. And that's what Paul says. Don't be lazy in the spiritual activities. Okay? So that you will be fervent in the spirit, serving God. Romans 12, 11. That means that if you joke with the spiritual businesses, you will not survive it. Your fire will not survive. Ask the one by you, are you joking with the spiritual business? Oh, I said you should ask. Are you joking with the spiritual businesses? It is the number one reason why people become carnal. Because they stopped doing something. They stopped doing something. You see? A little bit of science will let you know that nature abhors vacuum. Everybody say nature abhors vacuum. It's a principle in science. That means that there cannot be anything that we say is empty. It's total. There is something in it. It's air. When you take your cup and your cup is empty with water, it's not empty with air. There's air inside. If you want the air to leave, you have to put another substance. I hear what I'm saying. Once you take a substance out, air will come to occupy. So, as you are sitting here, there is something in you. It's either you are consciously putting spiritual things in you, otherwise the opposite will occupy. Like, it's just simple. Now, have you noticed that when you have a bare ground, a bare field, and you don't cultivate it, another grass will start growing.
Because
nature doesn't allow emptiness. Something must use it.
If you say that is
the number one cause of fibroid. What we call fibroid. It's the number one cause of fibroid because the womb is supposed to be fruitful. If there is no child growing the womb, another thing will grow. And that's what they call fibroid.
So
it normally happens among women who are older. It normally happens among women who are older. Because your womb, as a woman by 23, 24, your womb is ready to give birth. So if by 30 something your womb has not given birth, you are likely to risk the chance of having fibroid. That is medically proven.
I prepare no say all chance of baby ebeba.
May God deliver every woman here from fibroid.
Amen.
I know I'm praying for the women. I said, may God deliver every womb here from fibroid.
Amen.
Yeah. But you see, it is like weeds. It follows the same pattern. So listen to me. If you don't put the Spirit of God in you, another spirit will enter. It's automatic.
May no strange spirit enter into you.
Amen.
You are not receiving it like you should. I said, may no evil spirit enter into you.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? Jesus said, when you cast out a spirit from a human being, the spirit will go and roam about and look for another habitation, another place to go and stay. But when it doesn't get, it will come back to that same human being who was delivered, fell down in the church and said she is free. To come back to that person and check if there is no other spirit in him, he will come and stay again.
When I leave this world, I will go in prayer. I came by prayer. Rabado shekebrehedo shada rabahadesh. Rakatatata barakata kabaregeta kebrakata rabahad. Ronda la ba 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 ba.
Are you hearing what I'm teaching? Are you hearing what I'm teaching? I'm really teaching spiritual things. I'm teaching you what happens. Your eyes can't see, but I'm explaining them to you. That's why if you don't consciously put a good spirit in your child, an evil spirit will enter. He cannot walk and be neutral. There are no neutral people in the world.
Either
the Spirit of God is in you or another spirit, the spirit of the world. But you must keep, like Leviticus 6:12 says, put in the fire. If you are doing the spiritual business, putting in the wood,
the fire will keep.
So Acts chapter 6 verse 2, Peter said, we are guilty. The church has grown. The business has grown. And we have forgotten the spiritual business. We have left it.
Give me that scripture.
Let's all read it. Give me a good version so they can all read with me. At least their major scripture for today. They can all read with me. All right. Church, let's all read one go. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it's not good that we should leave the word of God and serve tables, serve food. It's not good. Now we should leave the word of God and be busy attending to your personal needs. But what? Verse 3. Therefore, read, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over that business of taking care of their souls one by one. Then, verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of their, say, spiritual business. Let others handle the physical, the visitation, the follow up. Let others handle the home business, and we will give, let others handle the daily, committee, welfare, whatever. Let others handle the day-to-day running, the administrative work, and we will give ourselves to another business, the main business, the prayer and the word. Tell somebody, prayer and the word. So there are businesses that you must pay attention to if you want your fire to keep
burning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what are these spiritual businesses that you must engage in so that you
will
be able to? So that is how to maintain spiritual fervency. I'm teaching you. How do you maintain spiritual fervency?
Number one.
Labor in the word of God. Labor in the word of God. Labor in the word of God. Peter says, we will give ourselves so that we don't lose the fire. We will give ourselves to the word of God. The word of God is the wood for spiritual fire. It is the wood for spiritual what? Fire. It is the fuel for spiritual fervency. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. It said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ be abundant in you. Tell somebody seated by you, let the word of Jesus be more in your spirit. Shake somebody, shake somebody. Tell him, let the word of Christ dwell in you. Not small. Not once in a week. The word of Christ should be in you more. Dwell in you richly. How rich are you in the word of God?
Hello?
How rich are you in the word of God? The Bible tells us in Psalm 1 verse 2, he says that, but his delight is in the Lord. And in the word of God, he meditates day and night. In verse 1, he says that the one who wants to be spiritual, he should not walk with bad people. Then verse 2, he says, but his desire should be the word of God. And in the word of God, he will read and think about it day and night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that when he continues to do that, that he will be like a tree. He will be fruitful like a tree. He will be fruitful like a tree. That means that spiritually he will be strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you want to be fruitful like a tree? Then go for the word every day. Go for the word. Read the word. In your house, read the word of God. When you are in the structure, read the word of God. Before you leave home, read the word of God. Have your quiet time. If you join the church page, there's a word of God that we prepare for you every morning. We call it VOD, Voice of Rescue Devotional. Prepared for you from all the messages I'm preaching. Daily word, daily word, daily word.
Now, okay, I saw in the WhatsApp page that Obon said, when you're going to ask my Danny Denyan, and what's our name? Our honor, which Danny Denyan, which I can kind.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
In Psalm 119 verse 11, he said, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. That means that the word of God in you is your shield against temptations. That is why Paul said that, be rich in the word of Christ. Be rich in it.
And what did Paul say? I was saying, "Onyankopon asemuno, udi ye ewo eradi asemu." I was saying, "Odimu ewo eradi."
But today we are too busy with others' physical businesses, and we are not paying attention to the business of the spirit.
And so another idea, yeniema fufrobi ena yeshe nemo yeniema ebetimi amahumu yadi ye anasa humu yaya tendo.
How many Christians?
Christians seated here this morning read their Bible Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way to today. How many of you ask yourself, you are the one I'm talking to? You are too shallow. You don't have the word of God in you. The devil is after you. You are too shallow. The devil is coming. Be watchful. Are you following what I'm teaching? Young people, are you following what I'm teaching? Bible says that, how can a young man keep his ways unless what? He subscribed to the word of God. For thy word have I hidden in my heart that I will not sin against you. The only way to overcome that sin you are struggling with is more word. You don't have more word. That's why the devil is. Is stronger than you. That's why you can't stop that thing. If you get more weight, you can overcome it. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Your light will start burning. I said your light will start shining.
Amen.
Your light will start rising.
Amen.
Your light will start burning.
Amen.
Your light will start shining.
Amen.
Say my light is beginning to shine.
Amen.
Say I'll be the light of this world.
Amen.
I'll be the light in my family. Amen. Shall be the light in my company. Shall be the light in the church. Say wherever I find myself, my light will rise and my light will shine. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. If you don't subscribe to the word of God, your light will be dim. Your spirituality will fall. That's why Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night.
The word of God.
The word of God.
The word of God.
It's the source of power. It says, I write unto you. I write unto you, young men, for you are strong, for you know the word of God. You have overcome the evil one. You know the word of God. Do you want to overcome the evil one? How many of you want to overcome the devil? He's fighting your business. He's fighting your destiny. He's fighting your academics. He's fighting your marriage. He's fighting your joy. He's fighting your spirituality. He's fighting you. How will you overcome him? First John, I think 2:15 also, check it. He says that, how can you overcome? He says that you overcome because you are strong, for the word of God is in you. So it is the word of God in you that gives you power over the devil.
Number 2.
Labor on the prayer altar. Labor on the prayer altar.
I was saying,
Peter said, we'll give ourselves to the word and prayer.
He said, Peter can say, yet the Yahubama Asamono any empire.
If you want your spiritual life to be strong, the prayer is the key.
That's why
when we were young, we used to sing, prayer is the key, prayer is the key, prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and he what? He ended with prayer.
And you see, and you say, prayer is the key. Yes.
In Romans chapter 12, where we started the whole journey, verse 11, where he said that we should not be slothful in business, but fervent in the spirit. In verse 12, he explained, he said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So prayer is one of the businesses to engage in if you want to maintain fervent
spirituality.
Bow down your heads wherever you are seated.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.